100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories, and you send in a bunch of stories on the topic of hand. Let's go ahead and listen to all of them, okay?
Greetings all, Jay Radimus here with my entry for Weekly Challenge 788 and the prompt of hands. When I hear that word, I can't help but think of a country song, Daddy's Hands, by the late Holly Dunn. And that song always makes me think of my dad's hands. Here's my story. His hands were once thick and meaty. Even though age and disuse have shrunk his hands, mine will always remain small in his. His knuckles are thick and swollen from boxing for his high school when that was still a thing. In the pale skin, there are scars from when he lost a fist fight with a table saw. There are too many lines and divots, some pink, some colorless white, in his skin that show the untold nicks and cuts and scrapes of a life. Unseen are the marks of discipline administered, or a record of acts of service bestowed. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The hand, the foot, the wall. Don't do it. But they did. A hand, a foot, a wall, just any wall, just any foot, just any hand. The drawings held the secret, they said, and everyone believed them. We found them, and everyone believed them. They are centuries old. Everyone stared in awe. Scientists came from the capital to check and recheck the wall, and they believed them. By then, it was too late. They couldn't say a word. The hand, the foot, the wall. Tourists loved them. Locals loved them even more. Money and jobs. Yes, money and jobs. And this was my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizzykutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard. This is my story. It's called Maybe. Maybe I should try to do something with my life. Take a few risks. Go out on a limb and see what I can make of myself. Maybe I should quit my job, sell the house, liquidate my assets, and travel the world, experiencing new cultures, places, and ways of life. Maybe it's time I threw caution to the wind, strayed outside my comfort zone and seized the day, and to hell with the consequences. Maybe it's time to ditch mediocrity and the safe, unassuming life I've made myself, and invite danger, uncertainty, and adventure in. On the other hand... Okay, all done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is I finally got it, just like Coltrane. You could argue... Was it the voice running up and down the octaves? The moves that would leave a mere mortal in traction? The lyrics so playful and just plain party? The flash of purple, head to toe and toe to head? The band, an engine of funk rolling down Funky Town? The beat that drills down and makes you want to dance beat? Maybe it was simply as the one-eyed stare, that knowing look, You're mine, and I would die for you. For me, it was a gentle hand making love to the love-shaped guitar. The artist previously known as. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning. This is Dwayne. This is my story for the Weekly Challenge 788 with the prompt of hand. So here it is. Most of my clothes before high school were hand-me-downs. It was common for neighbors and friends to pass around boxes of clothes that had been outgrown. I ended up wearing a lot of baggy shirts stuffed into jeans with the cuffs turned up to keep from tripping over them. Sometimes the box had been sitting in an attic a while. I spent most of third grade dressed in red and white striped bell-bottoms with a paisley tunic shirt. We didn't hand down shoes. Everyone held on to favorite shoes forever. My Converse All-Stars were down to laces and rubber toes.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
They do say, not to bite the hand that feeds you. But I've never subscribed to that. For me, biting is the only option. You can't exactly suck the flesh off roasted fingers, no matter how succulent they may be. And although I suppose it's possible to slurp a nice, crispy piece of skin from the back of a hand, it's rather messy and not at all dignified. And good luck licking the meat from a boiled wrist. I don't fancy your chances. So I'll bite and gnaw and chew until I'm done. Then I'll eat your other hand.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is a happy 16th anniversary to Lawrence Simon for his hard work and dedication in providing 16 years of 100-word stories in his 100-word story podcast. This is Weekly Challenge number 788 with a prompt of hand. So here's my story. Bilbert's mother held up her hand to signal her husband to wait. Really, dear, I think you should stay here, and we can make a plan for what to do about our burned-down house and our superpowered son, who's just been outed. Instead of chasing off after the guy who is likely to become the center of most of our future problems. His hand still on the doorknob, Mr. Blanketmaker paused. I've got to hand it to you, Joan. You are always the voice of reason. Joan smiled knowingly. Join us, Bilbert. This affects you as much as any of us. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
20,000 years ago, a person put their handprint on the wall of a cave. Over the years, hundreds of others put their handprint on that cave wall. Maybe 1,000 layers of layers of prints on top of each other. So many colors. so many different formulations of pigments they used. Clay and crushed rock and blood and resins. A simple message to the future. I was here. Alphonse tracked the gold vein back to the cave, drilling holes, putting in dynamite, and blasting the rock, sifting through the rubble, washing the grit to reveal the gold specks.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of hand. Thank you all for being a part of this and listening to the weekly challenge and the 100-word stories and sending in stories and imagining and dreaming and all that stuff. That's what it's all about. Tomorrow is the 16th anniversary of this podcast, so, wow. Yeah. Just don't know when to end a good thing, do I? So I'll keep going. Thank you all once again for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.